Hello, good evening. My name is Carlos, and I'm calling from Opinion Research. And today we're talking to people in your area about local issues. Can you be so kind and share your opinion? I'll be brief.
Yes.
Thank you, sir. Very kind of you. Sir, are you registered to vote in North Carolina?
I am.
Thank you. And the next question is just for statistical purposes only. By no means we're trying to insult your intelligence, but do you think of yourself as a male or female, non-confirming, not exclusive male or female?
I'm a male.
Okay. And what? Just to make sure we're talking with people of all ages in your community, can you please tell me what is the year of your birth?
2002.
Thank you, and very kind of you for taking the time to help me. Are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin? Yes or no?
I am.
Thank you. Mexican-American, Chicano, Puerto Rican, Cuban, Dominican, or other?
Mexican.
Thank you. Okay, here we go. Thank you. And what is your race? You consider yourself white, Caucasian, black, African-American, American Indian, or Alaska Native, Asian, Pacific Islander, Middle Eastern, or Hispanic, Latino, Spanish origin, right?
Yeah, American.
Okay. And what level of schooling are you currently enrolled at? High school graduate, some college, but not a degree, associate college?
Oh, okay. Associate.
Associate, thank you. And no matter how frequently you vote in the elections, but how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a positive impact on issues that you care about? Can you please rate the amount of power that you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10? 10 means do you feel that your vote has a lot of power and 0, no power at all, from 0 to 10?
7.
Thank you. And thinking about that direction and which the country is headed, and generally speaking, to the best of your knowledge, are you very dissatisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, somewhat satisfied, or very satisfied? How do you feel?
What again? Am I satisfied with what?
And which, the way the country is headed in, and, you know.
Dissatisfied.
Very awesome, what?
I'm sorry?
I'm very dissatisfied or somewhat dissatisfied?
Very.
Very, thank you. And can you please rate your feelings towards some people or organizations on issues on the scale from 0 to 10? 10 means, again, very warm and favorable, Thursday, and 0 means very cold and unfavorable. Now, the Republican Party, for 0 to 10, which number?
I'd go with a 5.
Thank you. And Donald Trump?
You said 10 is favorable?
Warm and favorable, yes.
Yeah, 10.
Yeah, thank you. And Joe Biden?
2.
Okay. And Kamala Harris?
0.
And the Democratic Party in general?
The Democrat Party, 0.
And Attorney General Josh Stein, what number?
Might have to go with like a 4. Okay. 5. I'll go with, I'll be nice.
5, okay. Robert F. Kennedy Jr., what number?
I'll go with a 7.
Well, thank you, sir. Now, I know it's a long way off, but what if the November 2024 election for president were held today? For who would you vote? Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, a third party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., other independent, third party, undecided. Would you vote for another political office but not president, or would not vote at all in the upcoming elections?
Could I say who I would have voted for, but they're not in the race anymore?
Unfortunately, I do not have that option. And like, you know, they don't have other that I can write it on. For the sake of a research, you know, you can, you have the option to select undecided or will not vote for all.
I really like the Vivek Ramaswamy, but I'll go with Trump.
Okay, thank you. Now, I know it's a long way off, but what if that November 2024 election for the U.S. Congress were held today? For who would you vote to be your House representative, the Republican candidate or Democrat candidate? Undecided?
Undecided.
Okay. Now, which of the following statement is closer to your opinion, even if neither is perfect? Here's the first one. My personal decisions are what impact my everyday life most, and voting in the upcoming 2024 elections will not impact me that much. Or second one, voting in the upcoming 2024 elections is how I have the power to make changes on the issues that are important to my everyday life. First one or second one?
Second one.
Okay, much more or somewhat more?
Somewhat.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate your patience on the line. Now, sir, which of the following statements is closer to your opinion, even if neither is perfect? First one, our government and political system will likely never work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people. Second one, our government and political system do not work effectively how to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people, but could in the future. Or last one, our government and political system work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people. Which one is closer? First one, second one, or the last one?
The second one was where it doesn't, it's not working, isn't it?
Our government and political system do not work effectively now,
yeah.
But it might work in the future. Is that one?
Yeah,
okay.
I agree, yeah.
Okay. In general, do you feel positive or negative on your own future?
I'm sorry.
In general, do you feel positive or negative of your own future?
I feel positive.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And the future of the planet, how do you feel? Negative, positive?
Positive.
Okay. And the future of the country? Same options.
Positive. I think okay. It could do a little bit more work, yes. Positive.
Understood. Yeah, I like your attitude. Now, do you expect it to be harder or easier for you to vote in the upcoming 2024 November election, or will be about the same?
I think it'll be easier. I mean, I have my ID and everything. I just go in there and vote, you know?
Understood. Much easier or somewhat easier? What do you think?
Easier. Much easier.
Much easier. Okay, thank you. Now, thinking about the upcoming elections in 2024, sir, can you please rate or indicate the two best reasons why you might not vote in the upcoming elections? You know, if just for the sake of a research, you know, you may select up to two answers. Now, first one, racist politicians had made it harder for me and people like me to vote. I do not know enough about the candidates. It is too difficult for me to vote. I do not like any of the candidates. Because elections are rigged and my vote will not matter. Or because voting doesn't change things that matters to me, or I don't have the time to vote. Or other reason.
So the question was reasons to not vote?
No. Can you please indicate the two best reasons why you may not vote on the upcoming elections? You may select up to two answers from the ones I just read. Would you like me to read it again?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Okay.
I brain.
No worries. Believe me, I do appreciate you taking the time to help me. Now, first one is racist politicians have made it harder for me and my people like me to vote. I do not know enough about the candidates. It is too difficult for me to vote. I do not like any of the candidates. Or because elections are rigged and my vote would not matter. Or because voting doesn't change things that matters to me. Or I do not have the time. Or you can pick your own, another.
I don't really have a
problem. None of these.
Yeah, because I mean, it's easy,
right,
to vote as long as you have your ID.
You don't have your
candidates. Obviously, they suck. But
understood.
Thank you, sir. I mean,
none of the above. Okay.
Yeah, none of the above.
Okay. Now, who's trying to make it? You know, I'm required to read verbatim. I got your point that it's easier for you just need your ID. But you know, allow me just to read it real quick. Okay. Now, who's trying to make it harder for people like you to vote in the upcoming election? Can you please select all the apply? MAGA Republicans, all politicians, Democrats, and racist politicians, or none of the above?
Literally nobody. I mean, you just have to have an idea if you're not from this country and you can't vote. It's
can
not
I select
that hard, you know what I'm saying?
Understood, sir. And believe me, I understood. Can I select none of the above so we can move forward?
Oh, yeah, my fault, man.
Okay. No, that's okay. Below is a list. It's okay, sir. Just below is a list of potential threats to democracy in America. After each one, can you please indicate how concerned you are about each item? On the scale from 0 to 10. 10 means you're very concerned. 5 means you are neither. And 0 means you're not concerned at all. You may choose any number from 0 to 10. Depends how you feel. Now, here's the first one.
Okay.
Creating a civilian state to murder citizens' everyday life from 0 to 10. How concerned are you that will happen?
That citizens will what?
Creating a civilian state, a civilian state to murder citizens' everyday life. How concerned are you that threat actually happens from 0 to 10?
I'm not too concerned that it will happen. But
okay.
I'll go with 5 because
neither.
Never.
Yeah, neither. That's number 5. Now, preventing the president from being prosecuted for things they did while acting in an official capacity as a president, even if those things were illegal. I'm sorry. From 0 to 10.
Again with a 5.
Okay,
yeah.
As sending voters to jail for minor voting errors or trying to correct minor voting errors from 0 to 10. How concerned do you think that will happen? 0 to 10.
0.
Okay.
Well, 0, yeah.
Okay.
I'll go to 0.
Okay.
I may be a little wrong, but...
Now, allowing wealthy individuals, corporations, and special interests to have an unchecked influence on elections by eliminating all restrictions on the nation to political campaigns. 0 to 10.
10.
Okay. Now, giving the president the power to deploy the military against protesters at any demonstration against the government and effectively criminalizing constitutional protected free speech. How concerned are you that that's going to happen from 0 to 10?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I have a question. How long is it going to take? Because I'm about
to... One more minute so I can use the ones you already answered. You know, I will speed it up. Now, arresting and jailing individuals who hand out food and water to voters standing in long lines to vote from 0 to 10.
10 as in agreeing that should take place.
Yeah, you're very concerned that might happen. 5, neither, and 0, not at all concerned that will happen in the future. 5, okay.
5.
Increasing political violence and respond to American elections from 0 to 10.
Ooh, 10.
Okay. And restructuring the Department of Justice so the president can prosecute political opponents, including protesters, from 0 to 10.
10.
Okay. And having armed vigilance guard polling locations to ensure the right types of voters get to vote from 0 to 10. How concerned are you that will happen?
Big question. I mean, only citizens should be voting anyways. 10.
Right, 10? Okay, thank you. Now, moving right along. How big of a problem is the racial discrimination in your community today? Big, somewhat, or small, or no problem at all?
No problem at all.
Okay. Have you or anyone you personally know experienced any racist comments or behavior within the past years? Yes or no?
No, not really, no.
Okay. Below are some statements that Democrats have made about Republicans. On the scale from 0 to 10, can you please indicate how concerned you are about this statement? 10 means you're extremely concerned, and 0 means you're not concerned at all about that statement, okay? Now, MAGA, Republicans, are attacking our freedoms to vote so they can take and hold power for themselves. From 0 to 10, how concerned are you that will happen? Well, about the statement.
Probably 10, because that's the fear mongering.
Okay.
Thank
you. MAGA Republicans are trying to create barriers to the ballot box and even overturn our elections from 0 to 10.
10.
And since our nation's founding, a faction has tried to suppress the power of people of color from enslavement to Jim Crow segregation from 0 to 10.
10. That's just blasphemous.
Instead of addressing the rising cost of living, MAGA Republicans continue to cater to the wealthy corporations that are raising our prices while not paying taxes for 0 to 10.
That's also a 10.
Okay.
The big donors donate to the Democrat Party anyway. So.
Okay. And here's a list of actions that people might take to participate in civic engagement in politics. Which one or two of the following do you believe are the most effective way to make changes on the issues that you care about the most? Select up to two. Engaging in direct action, like attending sit-ins or occupying buildings, or volunteering for a local organization in my community, donating to political campaigns and or organizations, boycotting a company, voting in a federal election, such as for president or U.S. Congress, voting in state or local elections, such as for governor or mayor, attending city council meetings, engaging in civil disobedience, posting on social media, taking talking to friends and family about politics, and none of the above.
None of the above.
Thank you. Sir, no matter how frequently you vote in an election, how much power do you feel that your vote has from 0 to 10 to have a positive impact on issues that you care about?
I'll go with the 7, yeah.
Okay.
It's a hit and miss.
Understood. One last time, at the November of 2024 election for president were held today. For who would you vote? Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, third party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., another independent third party, undecided. Will not vote or political office, not for president, will not vote at all in the upcoming elections.
Trump.
Okay, thank you. And, okay, here we go, Mr. Trump. Which of the following are you more concerned about? Joe Biden's age and mental and physical health, or Donald Trump's constant lying and misrepresentations?
Definitely Biden's age. I mean, okay.
Now, if the November, I'm sorry, sir. If the November 2024 election for president were held today, for who would you vote? Donald Trump or Kamala Harris? Undecided? Vote for another political office? Yes, sir?
That's a question.
If the November 2024 election for president were held today, for who would you vote? Donald Trump or Kamala Harris? Undecided?
That's a question? Really?
Yeah, that's the question, yeah. Will not vote for another political office. Will vote for another political office, not president. Will not vote at all in the upcoming elections. Those are your choices.
Trump.
Okay, thank you, sir. Now, in politics, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or independent?
Independent.
Thank you. And do you lean towards the Republican Party or the Democratic Party or neither?
I lean to the right, to the Republican.
Okay, and thinking about your... Yes, sir.
Oh, no. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Okay. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as a very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative? How do you consider yourself?
Pertaining to what issues?
About your approach to political issues.
Somewhat conservative. Is there an in-between?
Moderate, somewhat liberal, very conservative. Those are your choices.
Moderate is as in between liberal and conservative.
Well, I'm required to read verbatim, and that's all I have reading. In order not to influence your opinion, I cannot express myself. But which would you pick?
No. Somewhat conservative.
Okay, thank you. And are you, or have you ever been a member of a union? Yes or no?
No, sir.
Okay. And do you currently own your home, rent, live with family member or friend or something else?
Own home.
Thank you. Were you born in the United States or in another country?
I was born here in the U.S.
Were your parents born in the United States or another country?
No, they were born in Mexico.
Okay, thank you. And from whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
Which election?
2020, did you vote for Joe Biden, the Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican, someone else, not eligible to vote, or did not vote?
I voted for Joe Biden.
Thank you. And which of the following best describes your current employment status? A full-time, part-time, temporary layoff, unemployed, retired, permanently disabled, homemaker, student, or other?
Full-time.
Thank you, sir. And last year, that is to 2023, what is your total family income from all sources before taxes? Less than 24, 34, 44,000, 54,000. Stop me when I get to your right racket. 64,000, 74, 84, 99,000, 100 to 125, 125 to 149, 150 to 174, 174
right
to, okay, thank you. And very much, sir. It's been a pleasure talking to you. Appreciate your patience. This concludes our survey, okay? Thank you, sir. Bye-bye.
Likewise. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you.